Securing 79 votes against his opponent's 18, Richard Charette was elected chair of the Minnow Lake Community Action Network during Thursday evening's meeting. His goal, he told Sudbury.com, is to bring everybody out of the house and just be there when we need help or volunteers. Between community events for kids and ongoing efforts such as the community gardens, he said his goal will be galvanizing a strong enough volunteer base to get things going in Minnow Lake. There's no I in team, he said. My whole team is Minnow Lake, not just me. Charette was elected over his lone opponent, Christopher Duncanson Hales, a past political opponent of Ward 11 Cown. Bill LaDuke. Earlier this week, Duncanson Hales criticized Bill LaDuke's involvement in Thursday night's election. In advance of the election at the Sudbury Curling Club building, LaDuke was out in the neighborhood knocking on doors to promote both the meeting and Charette as a candidate. He wants to better the community, LaDuke told Sudbury.com of Charette at the time. I've got to hand it out to the guy that he's worked very hard going door to door talking to people and communicating with them, so kudos to him, and a good job. In emailed correspondence with Sudbury.com, a City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson clarified, there is no policy about city councillors supporting individuals running for community groups, including CANs, or boards and committees. Duncanson Hales reiterated his commitment to better separating CAN business from city council during brief introductory remarks he made during Thursday's meeting. He also addressed what he described as the elephant in the room, LaDuke campaigning for Charette. His comments received a cool response from Thursday's packed crowd, with several audience members heckling him and demanding he stick to talking about himself and not LaDuke. Charette's speech focused on family, noting he has 4 kids, 7 grandkids, and loves spending time with them. I want to help my community look better, he said. I have a lot of ideas to bring forward for the kids, grandparents, the families. We should be together, because we've been locked up for so many years in houses, we need to come out and do some nice things again. Blaine LaChance was elected as vice chair during Thursday's meeting. He ran against Dorothy Klein. Jessica Troke was acclaimed as secretary and Linda Cartier was acclaimed as treasurer. During Thursday's meeting, City Community Initiatives and Engagement Coordinator Barb McDougall Murdoch provided a brief refresher on what the city's 20 Community Action Network organizations are all about. They are nonprofit, community-driven volunteer organizations that facilitate and promote activities in their neighborhoods, community information and foster open communication between the community and the city and its elected officials. Part of the information side of Thursday's meeting included presentations by Greater Sudbury Police Service Const. Mickey Teed and City Traffic and Transportation Engineering Analyst Ryan Purdy, who provided the community with updates in their respective fields. Teed noted there wasn't much to report, but that copper theft is on the rise and that people should keep their air conditioners locked and secured. With spring comes a jump in vehicle thefts, so he encouraged people to lock their vehicles and report crimes, even those that seem insignificant, to the GSPS online filing system. If it's reported, we track it with our crime analyst, he said, adding that it helps to better inform where targeted patrols take place. Purdy noted that this year will see the Minnow Lake neighborhood will have traffic calming bollards installed in 3 locations, including Levesque Street, from the Kingsway to Bancroft Drive, Gemmell Street, from Atlee Avenue to Barrydown Road, Dublin Street, from Atlee Avenue to Arthur Street. An additional 3 streets in Ward 11 are expected to be added to the traffic calming bollards program next year. This year we'll see gateway speed limits, 40 km per hour in most places and 30 km per hour in school zones, imposed throughout an area west of Barrydown Road north to LaSalle Boulevard. Roads opening into that area of the city will indicate motorists are entering a gateway speed limit zone, throughout which the 40 km per hour and 30 km per hour speed limits will apply. 1 location in each of the city's 12 wards is slated to receive a gateway speed limit this year. Between 2 and 6 automated speed enforcement cameras will be set up throughout the city this year, and will change locations every few months. Purdy said potential locations in Ward 11 includes the Arterial Roads Moonlight Avenue, Bancroft Drive, 2nd Avenue and Howie Drive. For more information on the Minnow Lake Community Action Network, visit their Facebook page by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.